I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. A doubtful discovery and very real questions in the search for Flight 370. Let's get started. Possible new directions and growing questions in the search for Flight 370. The discovery, that metallic object, it washed ashore in the far southwestern corner of Australia, where an early assessment of it is in tonight. Then there's a word that the Bluefin 21 has less than 10% more ocean bottom to cover in the search area, but may take far longer to do that than we've been previously told. Several weeks instead of a couple of days. Deepening questions about how the search is being conducted and why we haven't yet seen a single image from it. There's also talk of widening the search area and, in the words of one expert, rethinking everything. Everything on the table. And in Beijing and Malaysia, growing demands for transparency from Malaysian authorities by family members. A lot to cover with Michael Holmes in Perth and Miguel Marquez, where they found the debris. Miguel, let's start with you. The object that washed ashore in Augusta, what do we know about it? What did it look like?
Local officials are saying that it looked like about 8 feet tall. It was a couple of feet wide. It was metal attached to fiberglass with rivets. It was very promising. Local reports saying that the person held onto it for a couple of days, took it to a local airport, and then they got it to investigators. Photographs were taken of it, sent to not only Canberra and to investigators here, but also in the U.S. and probably to Boeing aircraft as well, Anderson.
And now what are authorities saying about it? I mean, there seems to be now a lot of skepticism.
Yeah, this is going to come as a great frustration to folks because they are now heavily discounting and saying probably this is not part of MH370. I can tell you that police and public here across the area are very, very focused. People walking up and down the beach today saying they have been looking for pieces of MH370 just in case it came here. Police saying all the way down to the towns that we stopped in on the way down here saying they knew about it. They had sent it up to the piece itself, up to Perth, so that it could be in investigators' hands in case they needed to look into it more. Anderson?
All right, Miguel, thanks very much. Let's bring in Michael Holmes now. Michael, the latest on the search, what is it?
Yeah, Bluefin 21, Anderson, heard just a short time ago that it has completed Mission 11. Mission 12 is underway. The search officials are telling us now 90% of that, let's call it focused search area that we've been reporting on, has now been scanned. And the news, of course, the same, nothing of significance seen. A few days ago, it was suggested the entire area would be covered by week's end. That seems to be looking likely by the numbers, but it was complicated a little bit yesterday when the Australian Defence Minister said it could take 2 weeks to finish off this area. No explanation why at the moment he believed that. Some experts saying the remaining area could involve deeper water, but with 90% covered, one imagines this focused area is going to wrap up pretty soon.
And the next phase of the search, do we know any details about it?
Yeah, there's been consultations with Malaysia, China and the United States on what the next phase of the search for the plane might be. Details likely to be announced next week. But we can say pretty much with some certainty it's going to involve that wider arc of several hundred miles along the suspected flight path just to the north really of where they're looking now. Also likely that more assets would be brought in. We're talking about powerful side-scan sonar equipment, but this time instead of going down on its own, it would be towed behind a ship. There's one, for example, called the Orion, which sends back real-time data, and of course, being towed, it doesn't have to resurface like the Bluefin. It also has the ability to go much deeper than the Bluefin, Anderson. Mm-hmm.